Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Limits. Bob is on his way to Ireland. He needs to leave at noon. So why don't we go to the best of the Big Ben quotes, which I thought was on coaching.
Yeah, I thought this was pretty fascinating, guys. Ben was discussing the Steelers coaches in comparison to the Vikings and really heaping a lot of praise on Kevin O'Connell and Brian Flores.
If I say that I think we're going to get out coached, is that controversial?
If you're telling the truth, it's not controversial.
I'll say this. I think Brian Flores is a very good defensive coordinator.
They'll let you know if it's controversial.
Yeah, sure. I'll say this. I'm going to say Brian Flores is a very good, he's going to call a good coordinator. I'm going to say he's better than Coach Austin, a good coordinator. I think Coach Kevin O'Connell is an exceptional offensive mind.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And I just think that working those things, they're going to find ways to try and exploit our defense, and the defense is going to try and find, which is what everyone does. I get it. I just think that there's a chance that it could.
Could what?
That it could
work probably in the advantage of the Vikings. And I'll say this about Kevin.
Who could disagree with him?
Not with Kevin O'Connell. I see he is this year's version or whatever since he's been there, the quarterback whisperer kind of guy who knows how to develop quarterbacks. He had, last year Sam Darnold resurrected his career and turned him into a $100 million player, so. And he's had others before him that he believes that he can get that out of J.J. McCarthy. That's a work in progress. But, he knows what he's doing with those quarterbacks for years. He's had outstanding quarterback play from players who maybe you didn't think would give him that. So I agree with that. I think he's a very good offensive mind. And they're going to have to, now they got all these guys back, including Addison. That's going to be a tough task.
And Flores is a great defensive mind. Mm-hmm. I don't even see controversy there. I think Minnesota has a coaching advantage going into this game, and I'll be happy to admit if it goes the other way on Sunday.
Is it? What is the line on this now? Because it started with the Steelers as favorites. I have no idea if it switched, changed, whatever.
Yeah, last thing I saw, the Steelers were still favored in the game, but the line has fluctuated a little bit, maybe by a point, point and a half. Oh, now that I check it, Minnesota is favored, and it's by 2.5.
Yeah.
So it is changing.
Two
more
and
so.
A half. That's jump. That's a big jump.
Yeah, it's moving in the Vikings' direction.
Probably based on what Carson Wentz did. I'm not convinced he's going to have another good game. Like I said earlier, Bob, I think this is one of those games where one guy I really believe is going to determine the outcome. If he plays well or at least doesn't implode, I think Minnesota wins. But there is definitely an implosion factor with Carson Wentz.
Oh, there is, and it's up to them to begin that implosion factor. They got to put pressure on him and force him in the turnovers. The one thing that he's done, especially after and at the end of his time in Philly, but beyond that, he has turned the ball over. And I think if you look at pressure, that's where it all starts. If you give him time, that's the thing. He knows. He has the kind of brain, and he's done this before. He can pick you apart, especially with Justin Jefferson and Addison and Hockenson, and they don't even have their top rusher. And yet they rushed for 169 yards last week.
Aaron Jones is out. Yeah. And I mean, this is basically...
But Mason was great last week, and they moved people around on their offensive line.
And they've played him a decent amount, too, in their offense. But this is Vegas saying that on a neutral field, even though there's probably going to be a bunch of Steeler fans, kind of close to a Steeler home game, the Vikings are the better team on paper, which outside of quarterback, I would definitely agree with at almost every single position.
The last time Wentz played regularly in a season was for Washington in 2022. He started 7 games. He had 6 fumbles and 15.
The turnovers.
I don't know if they recovered the fumbles, but basically 15 turnovers in 9 starts.
Yeah, and that's my point. When you get a little pressure, He's very prone to making those kind of mistakes.
The last season he started in Philly, which was way back in 2020, he led the league with 15 interceptions. So make no mistake, he can be had in that area of the game. And that's the one area where the Steelers' defense has been good, because they're getting pushed around. They're getting outgained. People are piling up yards, but they get turnovers. So if they're going to win, it's again going to be, I think, because of that and because of him specifically.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I remember when he first came into the league, didn't you think he was going to be one of these guys? Much ballyhooed.
Yes.
You know, they go, and he started his career in Philadelphia, like, man. And he carved up the Steelers the one time, too, there. So, and I don't know what's happened to him since, but he's not the same quarterback. However, if he gets the time, he still has the arm and I think the awareness around him that he could pick, he can go down the field and pick you apart if you allow him to.
I mean, he had that big knee injury, right? The year after, the year after, he was third in the MVP voting in 2017. Anybody here know who was first? Wrong.
2017?
Yeah.
17.
Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It was going to be some quarterback probably.
Anybody know who was second? Limits, if you tell me who was second in the 2017 MVP vote in the NFL,
I'm going to buy you a steak dinner.
I'm going to take you and Donnie to an even better steak dinner than the last
one. Honestly, I think I might know the answer to this.
I don't get
I'm not looking at anything. Was it Derek Carr with the Raiders?
No, but a good guess.
I was going to say Derek Carr too, but he was, I can't. Okay, who is it?
Todd Gurley.
Oh, wow.
The Gurley man.
How about his, how his career completely fizzled out once he got that new contract,
crazy
knee injury, and he was done at like
both
28?
Of them. Yeah, that's interesting. Both him and Wentz pretty much disintegrated not long after that. He was a great player, Todd Gurley.
Oh, he really was. But that's how quickly things change in the NFL, in that business. And when you see injuries happen like that, too. Najee Harris, man.
No, that was hard to
watch.
That
was hard to watch, and so it was for James Conner. His leg got completely compromised.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Listen to the Pomp and Joe Show on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And the hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Rain today and a high of Zach Banner, 72, a low of Doug Legursky, 64. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Bob, do you know who won the MVP in 2016? Limits, either one of you? Wrong.
Matt Ryan.
Matthew Stafford? I can't
Matt
remember.
Matt Ryan, good.
Was it Matt Ryan?
See, they went to the Super Bowl.
Good for you.
Good for you, Limits.
Thank you.
How about 2015?
Oh, here we go.
Cam Newton.
Tom Brady.
2014. He's right. He is it up in front
he
of
must
him.
Have him up
I honestly do not.
Yes,
here's
you
my,
do.
Here's my computer.
2014.
Turning it around. See, there's the reads.
Cam Newton. That
see,
was
Bob?
Back in his height. Yeah.
Yeah. They went to the Super Bowl that year, and the Broncos broke him in half.
Oh, and that Super Bowl and never was the same after that for him.
2014. Who was it?
Adrian Peterson?
Wrong. Aaron Rodgers. Followed by.
That was his last one, yep.
Followed by a defensive player, Bob. Who was that?
2014.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Is it Revis?
No.
Aaron Donald?
No.
Yes.
Nope.
I was about to say Aaron Donald.
J.J. Watt.
Okay.
J.J. Watt had 3 defensive touchdowns that year and 20 and a half sacks.
It was their best offense in Houston.
Holy ostrich.
Yeah, I don't remember the 3.5 touchdown or 3 touchdowns. That's a lot of touchdowns for this guy from Minnesota had 2 in 1 week last week, Isaiah Rodgers. Never see that either.
2 long ones
in
too.
1 game.
DeMarco Murray was 3rd that year. I forgot how good he was. He ran for 1,845 yards, Bob. Man, the careers of running backs are short-lived, aren't they?
What you just did was show us proof positive that it doesn't last long.
That is
and that's
incredible.
Why guys want their money when they can get it. I get it for that point of view.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Adrian Peterson. Oh, forget it. I'm down the rabbit hole, and I apologize for that, Bob. Who won the first MVP award of this century in 2000, the year 2000? It was a running back.
Marshall Faulk.
Marshall Faulk, yeah.
Very good. Eddie George,
he was really
finished
good,
third.
Boy. Both running and passing.
Holy ostrich milk. Who won it in 1996, Bob? Wrong. Brett Favre. Man, Jerome Bettis. Bettis finished
right
fourth. Bettis finished fourth that year, yeah. All right, forget it, Bob. I hope that you have a good trip to Ireland.
Yes, thanks. We're
Be
looking
safe,
forward
Bob.
To it. We got a lot of stuff to do down there and up there, or over there, wherever we're going. And what do you think about the game? Steelers are now underdogs by 2.5 points.
I think that they're going to win because I don't trust Carson Wentz. How about you?
If I was, without giving away what we're going to do on our pregame show, that's kind of how I'm thinking. It's about pressure. And what we saw last week was a good sign that they can maybe put more pressure on him. And if so, turnovers have been his story. That's to me the most productive way of beating Carson Wentz and the Vikings. Don't let him have time.
Exactly. Make him beat you. Who was the MVP in 1983, Bob? Or limits?
Dan Marino?
Wrong. Joe Montana.
It was Joe, but it was Joe Theismann. Did you know that his name was Joe Theismann until he went to Notre Dame?
I just remember that injury he suffered. That was one of the most... Ugh.
He was Joe Theismann, Bob. Did you know that?
No.
And then at
Dorsett
Notre Dame...
was Tony Dorsett before he became Dorsett.
At Notre Dame, a very savvy PR person said, if we're going to run a campaign, it's got to be Theismann for the Heisman. You got to change the pronunciation of your name.
Is that how that worked?
Yes, it was.
Wow.
Do you know who his high school wide receiver was who would later become a rival in the NFL? Joe Theismann was throwing to who in high school? Wrong. Drew Pearson.
Okay.
Did you know that limit?
No.
Off the top of your head, these are hard to come up with.
Very.
In 5 seconds.
Joe gives you no time, and immediately says, wrong. Wrong.
Do you have the replay of you guys making those horrific sounds from the last segment?
I don't.
You should have done that. Yeah. You said.
No, and you were supposed to give us a
read
over the last
You're the one who
minutes.
Does
no,
that.
No, I wasn't.
Yes. You have a message for the people.
I know.
Yes, you do.
Goodbye, Bob. I hope you... Can we get you on the air on Friday or Thursday or something?
Yeah. It depends on 5 hours ahead. So what
or are
time
you
going to
do
go?
One of those things where you're not on your own show, but you appear with Pony on the PM show? Please don't do that to us again.
That's happened a lot.
Okay, it's timing. It's work-related stuff. I can't control that sometimes.
Well,
but yeah, I'll try. So 10 to 2
Friday.
Would be...
How about Friday?
10 to 2 would be... What time are we talking about?
3 to 5. No.
3 to 7.
2, 3... I don't know what the hell it would be. I don't even know what time it is in L.A.
I'll call you. And can I... So tell me what I have to do overseas. Do I have to use that that app that we have? Does
I don't
that
know.
Work?
Just use a phone.
Do you want to use the video feed?
No.
Give
that's
him a
too,
collect
That's
call.
Too much for
All
me
right.
to...
Make a collect call.
All you do is
limits.
Just click the link and put your name in, and there you are.
Would you like to accept a collect call from Bob, Joe?
Yeah. Do you remember those? Do they still exist, Bob?
I don't think so.
There used to be person-to-person collect calls. Yeah. I would call my friend Dan Doran. It would be, I want to make a person-to-person collect call to Dan Doran.
And he'd have to accept it.
From huge.
And sometimes they don't want to accept it.
From huge ass. And so then the operator would say, is there a Dan Doran? You have a huge ass calling.
I like
and
it.
And worse names than that, I might
That's
add.
That's very
limits.
Funny, huge Starkey. Very funny.
Goodbye, Bob.
All right, guys. Have a good
we
rest
love
of the
you.
Day.
Bye, Bob. We
I'll
love you.
Can you bring us presents?
There you go. What do you want for presents?
Just like a green, you
like
know.
A hat?
Like yeah,
a,
like a, yeah. something that commemorates the game. A T-shirt. I'll okay. take a T-shirt.
Oh, that, yeah. A T-shirt that says,
please,
like, the Ireland game. The Steelers
we'll
Ireland
give you
game.
Money.
No,
two T-shirts for this guy's
about
on
money.
The show.
Just remind me. Please remind me.
Okay.
Okay. All right, guys. Have a good day.
Thanks, Bob.
We'll see you. Say hi to Mark for me.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.